Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Kyle Wallace. No Brad Nortman. Chris Larson running the show. And we are excited to be joined now by Shyam Charania, our guy, the senior NBA insider for The Athletic and Stadium. And we got to give him the credit. You know, credit where credit is due. He was first to the Giannis Antetokounmpo news this morning. Shams, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. BB, always a pleasure.
It is. And thank you for joining us. And look, for those who have been panicking, like Kyle Wallace, my co-host, who was nearly in tears watching Giannis, just tell everyone what you do know about the timeline for Giannis.
So Giannis Antetokounmpo underwent MRI, got results back overnight, and it really was, I mean, it's the best case scenario. No damage to his Achilles tendon in that left leg. He does have a strained calf, though, and BB, playing basketball, I mean, we've all played, at different points. Some of us have hurt our calves or not. Like, this is an indefinite period of absence that will come with, you know, typically at least 1 to 2 weeks. I think there's definitely a sense and expectation that he's not going to be back during the regular season, the final few games of the regular season, and use this time to really rest, rehab, get treatment. And his return to play is going to be based on how his body responds. We know in past situations, Giannis, his pain tolerance, his ability to come back from injury is really superhuman. And so I don't think anyone is counting Giannis out for the start of the playoffs, but a calf injury to this level. And the other thing is, it's the same leg that he had Achilles tendonitis this season, hamstring tendinopathy as well. And now this is another leg injury on that left leg, lower leg being the calf. And so you've had the Achilles tendonitis. Now you have the calf strain. You've had a hamstring injury as well on that left leg. And I think the Bucks, to an extent, you have to be cautious with this. Make sure you're not rushing through an injury like a calf, because it does make you more susceptible potentially for re-injury or possibly other injuries as well. And I think the Bucks will try to. But at the end of the day, Giannis is his own man. Giannis, there's sometimes no saving Giannis because of the competitor he is and just really how superhuman he has been able to recover in the past.
I mean, you talked about it. Giannis has some injuries on that leg. And as a Bucks fan, we all know Kevin Durant in the NBA Finals, it went from a calf strain to the Achilles injury. Is it even worth the risk of them trying to even have Giannis back for the playoffs if that could be the end result? It works its way down to being that big A word?
Yeah, we don't want to say that out loud.
That's obviously the fear in these types of situations, right? That's why he underwent Achilles testing last night, overnight, and they had to rule out that there was no Achilles damage. Just like in the case of Kevin Durant when he injured his calf, it looked like there was maybe a sign of Achilles, and you have to test it to test it. And thankfully, at that point, Kevin Durant did not have an Achilles tear. He had a calf tear, a calf strain, which is a type of tear. But he ended up coming back, I think, in 3 to 4 weeks, got back on the floor, and then, yeah, he did have the re-injury when he felt like he was ready. I was at that game. I was at that finals, and you could tell he was shooting the ball well that game. And stand still play and shots, he was doing well, but it was that sudden movement, that horizontal movement, the side-to-side movement, that's where he did end up tearing his Achilles. And I think the Bucks, people on Giannis himself, I think you have to keep that in mind as far as a return from this type of muscle injury. But the hope around the Bucks, of course, is this is going to be something that he's going to be able to rehab over the next 1 to 2 weeks and see if he can get back on the floor.
Talking with Shyam Charania, the senior lead NBA insider for The Athletic and Stadium, here on Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. And, you know, Shams, they were 30-13, and there's obvious reasons why they moved on from Adrian Griffin. But even with, like, Doc coming aboard and everyone wanting to make it seem like things were getting better, their record hasn't gotten there. Do you have any insight as to, like, what the core issue is with this team? Is it just that they're old?
I think early in the year, defensively, schemes, they were obviously one of the most poor defensive teams in the league, and they just could not get on the same page offensively. There were some issues in the in-season tournament. Around the same time, Doc Rivers was brought in as an informal consultant, and Adrian Griffin eventually ousted a month later in January. And I think the Bucks, when Doc Rivers took over, it was the emphasis was on defense, and they did turn around defensively. They flipped. They went from the bottom half to the top half, and we've seen signs of improvement defensively, but the offensive stagnant play at times, just the ball not getting in the right places, and the fact that the big three of Chris Middleton, Giannis, and Damian Lillard just have not been on the floor for long, consistent periods of time in the second half of the season especially, that's obviously played a role in all this as well. So you factor all those things together, and this is a Bucks team that knows it has issues. They've been trying to figure out exactly what's wrong, how to improve the situation. They just have not been able to get to the bottom of it. I reported on it on Monday, I believe. They had a film session on Saturday with the top nine veterans on this team to kind of air out their grievances one by one of what's going wrong, how can we improve this. And last night we even saw a change. Patrick Beverley put in the starting lineup for Malik Beasley. Malik Beasley has started all 75 games, 41% from three, ranked in the top 10 in three-pointers made, now is coming off the bench. So we're seeing Doc Rivers, this team, they understand they need to make changes. They need to figure out what's going on. But clearly they are still at a loss and trying to figure things out. I do think last night was a step in the right direction.
It's always a little nervous when you hear about players having airing out grievances. Sometimes that doesn't follow with success. How would you grade Giannis's leadership and why?
Well, I think Giannis's leadership has always been consistent over the last several years, and it's based on his production, his availability, and his dominance when they need him most. And I mean, from a production standpoint, I don't think there can be anything that can be said. He's always been a guy that's going to lead by example. But this is obviously a Bucks team that's different. Jrue Holiday is not there anymore in Milwaukee, and I think having Damian Lillard come aboard, that heightened expectations of this team, and only heightened it even more once Doc Rivers got there, and you've seen different players meshing. This is really a totally new locker room in a lot of ways. You have Brook Lopez, Chris Middleton, Giannis, and Bobby Portis as holdovers, Pat Connaughton as well, but the rest of the roster, there's a lot of youth, there's a lot of new players, guys on one-year deal like Malik Beasley. So I think for the Bucks, it's been a season of trying to figure out internally who are the leaders, who are the ones we can depend on. And I think Giannis, anyone can say, they're always going to depend on him as a leader just off of his strength of his production.
Yeah, and last one before we let you go, and appreciate you joining us here, because 2019, obviously, they lost to the Raptors, who won the NBA championship. 2020, they get ousted by the Heat in the bubble. You know what happens in 2021. Middleton gets hurt in 22. Last year, first-round exit. That's one title, and if Giannis is hurt and not at full strength, things have been trending the right well. That would be 1 in 6 years, and the main focus around here, especially in Milwaukee and talking with Madison, everyone in Wisconsin listening, is keeping Giannis happy because this team is getting older. What is the pathway for this team if this isn't the right route for them with the way the roster's made up, because they've gotten rid of so much draft capital as well, and they've missed on young picks?
That's going to be the equation for John Horst this summer and this organization, this ownership group, that now Jimmy Haslam in the fold with Wes Edens, is the roster, right? And I think that was a concern over the last couple of years. And then they make the trade for Damian Lillard, and you get that offensive punch. You get a guy that's in the top 75, obviously a major name to add, an all-NBA type of guard, all-star starter. And you think you've made headway, but clearly the bench, besides Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton, it hasn't had a bunch of guys that Doc Rivers has really relied on. Patrick Beverley, Andre Jackson have gotten different moments. But I think there's no doubt, like, if they do fall short this year, the looks internally will be strong. And that goes with the roster, that goes through decision-making and everything.
Shams, thank you so much, and I just rolled across and saw that I missed your birthday, and you wished me a happy birthday, so happy belated, and that's on me, my man.
I appreciate you. Thank you guys so much.
All right, Shams Charania of The Athletic and Stadium.
What type of friend are you? What type of friend? Shams is, he's more important than you, more
busy
than you are.
He's on his phones, way more busy.
And he was able to find time to wish his boy BB, he called you B, he didn't call you Ben, he called you BB. Happy birthday, and you couldn't even wish that man a happy birthday on his birthday. You had to wish him a belated. How belated is this? Weeks? Days?
I think it's a week.
Woo-wee! I can't even think about his birthday no more.
Well, I got a kid now.
Oh, stop it. You still be on your phone, scrolling and strolling.
And again, I think what was interesting from him at the end there is what my biggest concern is.
Yeah, that's...
If it's not now, like, this injury is the worst timing in the entire world for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I thought...
Because if Giannis, who has a soleus, calf, strain, whatever, I know he's superhuman. And Shams said, he almost was basically saying, if Giannis thinks he's ready to go, Giannis is going to go. There's no stopping Giannis.
That is the silliest thing. That's the silliest thing. The Bucks organization, don't be stupid.
Because
that is the silliest thing that they could do. If Giannis is ready in 2 weeks, you do not let Giannis step foot on that court. You give Giannis an extra 1 or 2 weeks.
You're
There's
risking
no way.
The future, but also as we talk about this, right, we laid out what it's been like the last 5, 6 years. One title. They're getting older. And there's like, Shams is saying, this is something that the organization's going to have to look into and figure out this offseason. Hell with that. You can't fix the NBA roster in one offseason with all these aging guys that Chris Middleton's under contract for. And they weren't able to trade anybody at the trade deadline because no one wants to appreciate the assets.
And that's my whole thing. That's why I said 2 to 3 years. But we're not even talking about 2 to 3 years because of the fact that Shams is talking about they got to make some decisions this offseason. What? You have no draft capital. You have exorbitant contracts. You have guys that are aging. Nobody wants Chris Middleton for what you're going to get back for him. It's not worth it. It's not worth moving on for Chris Middleton. Who wants to take on that big contract?
Not I.
That says 29 other NBA teams.
800-990-3776. 800-990-ESPN. Well, speaking of those Milwaukee Bucks, we have some great partnerships that we're able to utilize to help feed information to you in different ways.
Absolutely. From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after talking about you, Doc, and an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes, no more, no less. It is Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you miss any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now at bucks.com/plus or Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcast.
We have a special guest for the, at least for the next 30 minutes. He can stay as long as he wants. That is host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Mornings 94.5 ESPN, Gabe Neitzel. He's teamed up with Greg Matzik at our sister station 620 WTMJ. They have combined their fundraising efforts for the Mac Fund, and I have a feeling it could get fun here, especially with Home Slice a little bit later in the show. Gabe Neitzel, Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere.